RX-5549 monitoring. ETN 936.
What's going on?
Mike landed and wanted me to hook him up with a 22 rifle that he can use with a can. He just doesn't know enough about it, so he needed me to hold his hand, so I did. And I called Cal Ranch and Smith and Edwards and asked them how many different variations of a Ruger 10-22 do they have with a threaded barrel, and each one had about five different variations. So went to Cal Ranch and bought one, and he don't know anything about it, but he just liked the looks of the carbon fiber bowl barrel on one of the Rugers, so that's the one he got. I got him a cheaper Vortex scope and some rings, and now I'm taking it home to mount the scope and rings, and he wants me to sight it in for him too, so I'll need you to throw a target up. If you have one of those ones that I bought that were really big that have the splatter, you still have those there? Oh yeah, that was it. I thought it was a splatter one, but yeah, I guess the big orange one, or anything you think would be about right that I can, because I, for the heck of it, I want to compare it against my own 10-22, you know, like, if that carbon fiber barrel is more accurate, that'd be kind of cool, just to see the difference.
I can bring that laser bore sighter over too, so you can do that first, and just throw up any target.
Okay, the big orange one, I don't remember. Was it only a single target, or did it have different ones all around it?
I can't even remember. I think I threw them in one of the back rooms. I'll have to look, but I've still got a whole bunch of flat targets, too, so.
Okay, well, if that's the case, throw up a couple of each, then. The big orange one and a couple of splats on each side or something like that. Appreciate it. Good, yeah, I just left Smith and Edwards, so heading home. Well, they had one Silencer Coast Sparrow left there. They had a dead air mask too, but I said, don't get that, get that Sparrow. So they only had one left, so he put it on layaway, the Sparrow, so he could be for sure to get it. He would have bought it, but he can't remember his password to Silencer Shop. He's never used it. I set it up for him like months and months ago, and then he never used it. So he clicked on Forgot Password, and they supposed to send it to you in an email, but it isn't coming. No email. It's been over an hour, so you'll have to just wait till tomorrow, I guess.
Yeah, that's what's funny about Smith and Edwards. It's almost like they're just up front for sponsor shops. Because if you buy a can through there, I guess you have to go through sponsor shops. I don't know, it's kind of strange.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Impact Guns doesn't do it that way. They do it on their own, you know. But, so he could have just got a 6-hour 22LR can from Impact Guns today because they got 5 in stock. And then he wouldn't have to worry about his passport to silencer shop. The problem is their fingerprint machine has been down forever. So they send you to that place in Layton to get a fingerprint. And then after you get the fingerprints in Layton, then you got to go back with the fingerprints, you know, to get it done. And that's kind of a pain, but still, he could have got it all done today if he would have gone that route, but that's the best 22LR can they have in stock at Impact right now, is that 6-hour. The rest of them I wouldn't buy. And